There was once a young man, Rhett, named Arthur, who could never take the trouble to make up his mind. Whenever his friends asked him if he would like to go out with him, he would only answer, "I don't know." He wouldn't say yes, and he wouldn't say no either. And he could never learn to make a choice. His aunt Helen said to him, "No one will ever care for you if you carry on like this. You have no more mind than a blade of glass." Arthur looked wise but said nothing. Load on. One rainy day, the rats heard a great noise in the loft where they lived, and the pine rafters were all rotten, and at least one of the
joists
had given way and fallen to the ground. The walls shook and the rat's hair stood on the end of with fond horror. "This won't do," said the old rat, who was chief. "And I'll send out scouts to search for a new home." 3 hours later, the 7 scouts came back and said, "We've found a stone house, which is just what we wanted. There's room and good food for us all. There's a kindly horse named Nelly, a cow, a calf, and a garden with an elm tree." Just then, the old rat caught sight of young Arthur. "Are you coming with us?" he asked. "I don't know," Arthur sighed. "Is that sighed?" "The roof may not come down just yet." "Well," said the old rat angrily, "we can't wait all day for you to make up your mind. Right about face, march." Johnny went off. Arthur stood and watched the other rats hurry away. The idea of an immediate decision was too much for him. I'll go back to my hole for a bit, he said to himself. Just make up my mind. That night, there was a great crash that shook the earth, and down came the whole roof. The next day, some men rode up and looked at the ruins. One of them moved the board and under it they saw a young rat lying on his side, quite dead, half and half out of his hole.